Hello and welcome to Next Level Success. I'm your host, Amy Hansen. This week, having self-confidence to go after your goals. Having the courage and confidence to go after your goals and dreams in life is the only way that you're going to be able to take action and those necessary steps to get you to where you want to be and achieve the level of success. But there are so many fears, worries, and doubts that hold you back, and it's often this fear of worrying what other people think that prevent you from having confidence in yourself to go after your goals and dreams. So the definition of self-confidence is trusting your ability and judgment in life. There are fears, worries, and doubts that challenge your self-confidence. Perhaps you've failed before and you don't want to look silly. You don't want to experience this again, so you hold yourself back from going after your goals and dreams in life. You remain in your comfort zone of what you already know to be safe. It's time you find your own self-confidence so that you can step outside your comfort zone, take a few risks, and move boldly in the direction of your goals. The fear of failure is also the fear of judgment, by worrying what other people will think of you because you've failed. Deep down, you worry that it will only confirm what you already think to be true about yourself. Perhaps you believe you're a failure, unworthy, not smart enough, a disaster, or incapable of achieving success. These fears hold you back from going after your goals and dreams in life. You worry how you'll look when you mess up, make a mistake, or fail. These scenarios are incredibly embarrassing and will be etched into everyone's mind for years to come. This is what you're thinking. Being critically judged for making a huge error is mortifying. No wonder you're lacking the self-confidence to go after your goals and dreams in life. However, all of this is ego. You're not wanting to destroy this perfect picture you have created for yourself. It's the perceived view of who you are to others. You've established this persona of who you are and appears like you're living an amazingly successful life. Yet you hold yourself back so that you don't risk or jeopardize what you've already built. You don't have the self-confidence to be who you really are. Even social media conveys this perfect image of showing everyone living their best life. Yet behind the scenes, there's more to the story that you just can't see online. When you don't have self-confidence, you worry about your personal image. If people actually knew that you didn't have it all together or that you do make mistakes, that would crush your reputation. Maybe people would think less of you, laugh at you, or not want to be around you. But if you were to really think about it, these are not the people you need in your life. The people that point out any tiny mistake or always judge others are not helping you. It may not seem obvious, but these people also have low self-confidence. Those who strongly judge others often struggle with their own personal sense of self-judgment. They're very critical of themselves. Instead, you need people in your life who lift you up, laugh with you, cheer you on, and will be there to listen when you need a shoulder to lean on. Your self-confidence is strengthened when you have a support system of people who will build you up instead of tearing you down. Remember, self-confidence is trusting your own ability and judgment in life. It's not seeking the permission or approval from others. Trying to please other people and be in their good graces will not help you reach success. Attempting to be liked by everyone is an impossible task. Living up to someone else's expectations of who you should be and what you should do is not realistic. You're setting yourself up for failure and living a life based off of someone else's opinions. You're not being able to be yourself and live the life you are truly put on this planet to live. What someone else thinks about you or your life should not have any bearing. You're given one life and you never know when your time will be up. Working tirelessly to please someone else is not living. It's keeping you in a box with low self-confidence, which is ultimately not allowing you to live life to your full potential. When you start living life from a place of self-confidence, that's when the doors will open. New opportunities will be presented to you. You'll be able to take action from a place of love and respect for yourself. Self-confidence is having enough self-esteem to bet on yourself. It's not looking outside of yourself for permission or approval, of fearing the judgment of what other people will think. You're able to achieve success on your own terms. Have the courage to be self-confident so that you can go after your goals and dreams in life. I feel like self-confidence and self-esteem go hand in hand. When you start to love yourself and believe in yourself that you are truly capable of achieving the success and these goals that you have, these dreams that you have on your heart, that will motivate you. That will empower you. It's not looking outside of yourself for approval or trying to be liked by everyone or trying to please everyone. It's living life on your own terms and doing the things that matter to you. If you want to read this blog, you can go to theamyhansen.com/blog. And I hope this helps you find the self-confidence in yourself so that you can truly live life to your full potential and go after those goals and dreams. I look forward to sharing with you next week's episode. Take care.